You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
All right. Do you want to bring it? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
How do we do this? We haven't done one of these before.
We could do it together.
Call back.
Sorry, call back.
Right.
lips, teeth, tip of the tongue.
What?
Okay. I don't vocal warm-ups. Minimum right. Aluminum, liniment, cinnamon, minimum aluminum, liniment. Do you like my new microphone? We didn't mention it last episode.
The new microphone. But... yeah, hey, so first of all, thank you to littlepodcast.com.
Yes.
For, you know, we've been part of the network for less than a year, and we got some sweet equipment.
Yep.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that during the regular episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin's, you got, what is it, a snowball?
It's a snowball. It's a snowball.
It's huge. It's like a Death Star.
Well, you know, it looked bigger. I mean, it's actually only about the size of a softball, but it has like a glowing red eye. and then they sent me this thing that is basically like, I don't know, like a, you know, like a weight training, like weight. I mean, it's just this giant weight. And, I've got this kind of snake like pop filter over it. It's very nice. It's very nice.
You took a picture and put it on our Facebook page, which everyone should go to.
Yeah, which is kind of funny because I compared it to our old microphone equipment, which was the headphones that came with my iPod.
me, I just got a pop filter because I need something. It was complicated, but I can't use a USB snowball live.
And, oh, really?
Well, I can't use it live and hook it in with the equipment to bring you in live.
Oh, that's odd.
Well, I just have like a mixer that uses quarter inch cables.
Do they have the program? I think it's called a sound flower or something
for PC.
Do they have that? They gotta have something like that. They got it. Well, anyway. But anyway, I'm really happy, and you've always sounded good. So.
Well, thank you. I don't know where I got this mic from. Honestly, it's been so long. Like I got a similar one from Radio Shack recently, and we used that for our live show episode 112 from Dice Show Con. We're gonna do one of these again. Ladies and gentlemen, we should. But what are we here for? We're here for Denshi Mail.
We are here for Denshi Mail.
Yes,
and just those little extras that make life so good.
The meta stuff that you don't like putting in regular shows.
Well, exactly. We can't. You know, we have only so much time in our regular shows, so we really have to talk about the important things like herb gathering in Dragon Age.
No, like, well, we decided we wanted to, like, you know, do more stuff with the feedback we get from listeners and from viewers of the show and whatever else. Like, we've had this Denshi Mail email for years and, like, have replied to people directly but didn't really share a lot of it with people. I mean, the intent was we do a lot more videos, but videos are still a lot of work to do. And, you know, some things we answered that we answered on a video already or in the podcast or some other form. So we don't always bring it to your attention, but occasionally we get something that we feel like we should share. And we want to share this one.
Well, it's also going to help us because I feel like I've answered the same questions so many different times because I often reply to people just directly.
Yeah.
But here we can answer it in a way that will benefit a lot of people.
Sure.
Hopefully. Or ruin the experience for a number of people if we spoil something, I suppose.
In this case, anyway. I think it's fine. It's about hardware.
Yes, it is about hardware. Okay. Do you want to read the? Do you want to read it?
Sure.
Okay.
So SuperMew98 asks us, "Dear Famicom Dojo, what are your views on AV modding Famicoms? I was planning to buy one and AV modding it because the highest any of my TVs will go is channel 60. Do you feel that this is?" Do you feel that this may make it less authentic or no?
All right. Do you want to start or should I give my take on this?
Yeah, give your take because I actually don't know your take.
Okay. Well, so. I less authentic, possibly. You know what I mean? Just because you are modifying, you know, you are taking away the original hardware. You're doing something to it. But when given the proposition of not playing it,
right.
I think this one is a no-brainer. Now, there is another option, of course. And this is the option that I think is really good. I'm very much for, I love twin Famicoms.
Oh, sure.
And those are very easy to hook up to pretty much any television. And they still have the advantage of having the microphone on the controller.
Right.
So, like the AV Famicom, which you wouldn't need to mod because it's, well, the AV Famicom is fantastic, but you can't play everything on it just because it's lacking the microphone on the second controller.
Right.
Right now, and I guess I'm biased in my opinion because I do have an AV modded original Famicom right now.
Sure, sure.
That's one of my systems. I've got that with an external disk system because I just like the look of it very much. But I don't know. When I play Famicom, I probably play my twin more because it has the longer cables.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a turbo twin, so I can. Well, it's not cheating because it's built in. So
basically, just rehashed our entire Twin Famicoms episode.
Pretty much, but but I gotta say, I think that doing an AV mod on a Famicom is great as long as you're in it for playing games. You're gonna get all the original feel because you're going to use original controllers. You're going to have the original sound hardware. It might actually look a bit sharper, which could be good or bad depending on your setup. But you can do everything with it. I think it's a very good thing to do. Keep in mind that it won't be 100% original components. And if that's important to you, I'd still recommend doing it, but keeping another one on the side. I have a Famicom in its original box still. That
what?
It's my
jeez.
Does
it come with the RF adapter?
Yes.
What? You know.
What?
We'll talk about that later when we talk about our videos. But do you know what? I'll just explain it later.
Okay. Okay, but yeah, I mean, this shouldn't come as any surprise to anyone that one of the people who has a show and podcast called Famicom Dojo has more than one Famicom.
Well, it's
right?
a surprise I mean, to me because well, not that you have more than one, but that you specifically have like a complete in box one. That's
oh, really?
The surprising part. Well, I mean, I should have asked you. It didn't even occur to me. Or it didn't occur to me, but like, hey, can you try and find an RF adapter for me for a video? Because I just need I need a quick shot of one. I guess I can still ask you for that.
Yeah, please ask me.
Oh, good grief!
No,
so
do it right. Do it now. Do it now.
Hey, Vin, can you unbox this pristine monument to consumerism and take some video against a white background of your RF adapter? That would be really helpful.
No, can't be bothered. I also have a boxed AV Famicom right now.
Oh, good lord.
So, well, you know what? I like video games, okay? So sue me. And when your one working Famicom goes on the fritz, you're going to go, "Man, I wish I had four Famicoms."
I do have four Famicoms.
Do they all work?
No. All right. Let me answer his question because we have a lot to talk about there.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We just opened a huge can of worms. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I figured he wanted the form factor. You know.
Yeah.
Like if the choice you had to make was to like play a twin or play an AV Famicom.
Yeah.
Just because you can, that's the only access you have. Then that's one thing. But if you really like the form factor and really really want to play a Famicom, then by all means, I mean. The hardware for the twin and for the AV Famicom is pretty much identical. They just have leads to the AV outputs. Like the board was built with both in mind.
Yeah.
It's just that you don't have both for the original Famicom. That's all it is. So when they're doing their mod, it changes the case a bit. And it's a whole other question of like how or where you're going to do it. If you're going to try it yourself and you have the expertise, or you're going to pay someone else. It doesn't really matter to me. Although I know people who might be able to do it for you. Maybe I'd have to ask them first before I plug them, but I don't have a problem with it.
My modification is very clean. Like a lot of the modifications actually put like ports on the side.
Yeah.
Or on the side or on the back, depending on how they do it. But mine, it just has a lead coming out the back, where the normal RF would have been.
Oh.
It's just a black. It's just a black cord, and it splits into the red and yellow and white one. I thought it was very, very tastefully done. To tell you the truth, unless you knew what you were looking for, you wouldn't realize it was modded.
So they actually modded it to do stereo output. I mean, it just cloned yes. the mono signal, though.
I'm currently using it on a mono CRT, so I have no idea.
I think I watched Ben Heck.
Yeah.
Do this, because the NES is mono as well, so I think that the Famicom would only output mono, but there's like a way to do some kind of like bridge. I don't know all the technical terms or the hardware stuff, but it's pretty easy to duplicate the signal for stereo sound.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's our answer. You know, go forth and mod, young Padawan.
I should upload with this podcast a picture of this so you guys can yeah. see how it looks. It really actually looks very classy. I like it. I like it a lot.
So yeah, you brought up a bunch of interesting questions about my collection of things. And
yes.
so all right. I've never had the original RF adapter for the Famicom, but I know what one looks like.
Yeah,
and part of the reason I know what one looks like is because when I was first in Japan in 2003, it was the 20th anniversary of the Famicom, and there were like Famicom Gashapon everywhere.
Yeah,
and so I got like a full collection of like the Famicom and the keyboard. I think there was a data recorder in that.
Okay,
I never got the twin, but like I got like an AV Famicom, like a bunch of little cartridges that go in them, and you know, I had a whole bunch
Man,
of stuff.
Were those cool? Yeah.
Right?
Those are so cool.
I have them sitting around still. Like
I've got a Rob.
I've got a Rob. Ah, one of the cables broke off to something. I have like a Famicom disk system too. So this is actually what started my obsession. Was like I had those things sitting around in my place for like 2 or 3 years, and I finally visited you. I'm like, all right, I want my own actual working Famicom now.
Yeah,
that's how this started. But I didn't have one of these, so I did a video. I don't want to say too much about it. For fear of spoiling what we're going to be doing here for our oncoming winter dojo. But I needed a shot of the RF adapter to explain that they're compatible. You can use an NES one. You can use like a Sega one. Any RF adapter should work, basically.
Yeah.
But I didn't have one, so I busted out. I bought a bunch of lenses for my camera a while ago, and I busted out like the macro lens and set up this Gashapon toy like it was the legit thing, and got this super duper huge close up of this obvious miniature.
Really?
Yeah.
No, and we should use that. That's so
just,
much cooler.
We should just use that?
Yes. 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 No, that's funny.
God.
I like that.
All right, I want to add a bit on the end then where you're like, it's just you, cause you're not in this, and it's like, it's just you, and you're like, hold up. Can we just use this? No. Gonna leave it like it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You need a shot of you like crouched over this tiny thing, like trying to replicate a shot. Do you think they'll know?
Oh God.
Well,
okay.
I think it looks great, Sean, but I was just wondering, should we use this?
No, I'm good. Oh, that is neat. Yeah, it comes right out of the back there.
Yeah. You got the picture?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that cool? They just added, like, I don't know what it looks like internally, where they connected everything, but yeah, it's really a nice, clean... Well, I'm worried that if I open it up that
just all fall apart.
I might not be able to get it all back yet, yeah.
Someone asked me, and I don't remember if it was on YouTube or, like, over an email, yeah, he said that his replacement cable, because we did the Denshi mail for like replacing your cables. He says his replacement cable didn't come pre-bent to like wrap around the post. I was like, yeah, confession time. I just put the same controller back into the console that came with it.
why didn't we use mine? The spare one I have was not pre-bent.
Oh, I didn't have it in America. I mean, we'd filmed this 2011? I think
no,
we did it, or 2012.
No, it can't,
2012.
You're right. You're right. My youngest daughter wasn't born yet. Oh my goodness.
So no, like, but I did actually do the surgery at one point because, you know, the really filthy Famicom, yeah. The one that doesn't work, the one that I use the controllers for in, yeah. The season two intro.
Grody.
The Grody computer was, I think had the bad controllers. I'm trying to think here. I took the board out of that one because the board worked for that one. And the pretty one with the nice controllers didn't work. So we just swapped the boards, I think is what happened. And that's what the story is there. So I didn't fully replace the controllers, but I had to disconnect them from the board. And I was like, oh, this is really easy to do. So we always thought that because they have done and still do sell replacement controllers at like used shops in Japan. It's just like, well, how the hell do you install this? Because you can't just plug it in.
Yeah.
But that's where that came from. So no, if you buy an extra replacement controller, it's not going to be bent around for the post already. You got to do it yourself. But yeah, if you just, you know, look at the existing controller you have and see about where in the length it wrapped around the post, then you should be fine. Just for that. But that was the first thing I mentioned. The second thing was how many Famicoms do I have? I have that Grody one, the Frankenstein one.
Yep.
The one that we built. Is actually the one for the show.
Yep.
That, you know, does all the dialogue with the NES and the stuff. He's very particular about me talking about his sordid past, but I can't really. but that one got burned out because I accidentally used my NES adapter.
A lot of these episodes are based on personal experience.
Yes. So I called you in a panic. I'm like, Vink, I need a new Famicom. Like just like stack because I can't play any games. Like I think I had the twin at that point, so I wasn't totally SOL. But I was just like, I need a working Famicom. So the other one that you see, which we made kind of a joke about, because that's the one that I ended up doing for all like the HD stuff as like the prop Famicom. Yep. But the talking one has the Famicom family logo on it, so it's actually a newer Famicom. And then we highlighted that in the 30th anniversary video that we did, and I'm sure people are out there wondering why we never released a single one of the videos we talked about almost 2 years ago. We're getting to those. Literally, we're getting to at least one of them, and we've been working really hard on it. I'll talk about more about it later, but well, I mean, we talked a little before the show about what happened last year because we did VinCon.
Yes.
For this year, let's talk about VinCon first.
Yeah, let's talk about VinCon. Lottery, VinCon started as something that was conceptualized, due to my hunger for fame. You were going to MAGFest, and you were going to be in like, and you had told me at the time that you were planning to make like 10 videos there. I think it turned out to be like 5, but
let's go to the website. Keep talking.
I mean, this is MAGFest, what, 2012, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you made a number of videos, and I was like, well, that's good, but I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to be in any of these in any sort of way, and that's fine. I mean, obviously, I can't go to MAGFest. It's too far. But then I'm like, because I was just like, well, you're the one who's missing out. There's a con going on right now. It's VinCon, and the whole idea was just this incredibly delusional thing of thinking that one can fake a convention going on to try to make someone who's going to a real convention jealous. I remember I did this the first VinCon, all VinCon videos except for the second one are done in one cut. I gotta have everything out already. And the one cut we had in the 2013 one was so incredibly, I'm gonna go into this magic towel now. which conveniently led to the green screen that was already up on my wall, because I had filmed, when that footage was made, I had filmed the Neo Geo footage. Yes. And right. It was just still up on the wall, and I'm.
God, it didn't take us that long to edit. Didn't it?
It took a long time, but so I made this video, and at the time it wasn't intentional, but I called it VinCon 2001. I really don't know why. It's pretty much none of the numbers were right. But we made. You know, I made this video, and remember, I showed it to you, and you're like, this is funny, but neither of us had any confidence about what kind of reaction it would get, right. So we didn't even put it on the channel.
Right, well, I realized now part of that, too, was I was going to MAGFest more as, like, a Powitz TV correspondent than I was as a Famicom Dojo person, so all these videos ended up on the Powitz TV channel, which I think we had just tried to launch, because something that we hadn't done before was have everything in one place, so that's partly why. Yeah, you won't see that on the Sean Orange channel. You won't see it on the Famicom Dojo. Although the VinCon 2012 ended up getting uploaded to the Famicom Dojo channel last year, I believe.
Did where's 2013?
It's on Sean Orange.
Oh, that's on Sean Orange.
Yeah. I know.
We are hard to keep track of. But from
I
now
know.
On,
well,
every...
if you go to our website, though, there's a MAGFest section on our website, and you go there, it's all collected. So there are – I did 7 of these videos. There's 9 total. One of them is VinCon, and then one of them was Syndra's recording of the Earthbound Papas.
Yeah.
With Nobuo Uematsu. So I did 7.
Yeah.
It's more than 6, less than 10.
But what happened is a certain segment of our fans responded positively to VinCon.
Yes.
And people who weren't our fans. really did not like VinCon. they didn't get what I was going for there. But for those who liked it, they really liked it, and I started to get things like some fan art.
Yes.
Which is
by Lord Toon.
Lord Toon, if you're listening to this, I apologize for not using your actual VinCon 2013 thing. Because you mentioned you sent it to me, but I got mixed up with the one you had sent previously. So that's why there's that terrible MS Paint edit turning 2012 into 2013 on the second video. But people made this, and there started to be this this kind of ongoing joke of people saying that they registered for VinCon and someone just stole their money, or you know, or how do we get to VinCon that people actually wanted to go, or better yet, I really like the people who claimed they actually were at VinCon. The new VinCon video, I actually included a few of the people who in our comments section had said that they had registered for VinCon, so I wrote their names on our registration at the top of the video. If they want to, some people have already said that they, you know, in the comments that they were at VinCon and they were talking about the, I don't know, the panel discussion they went to with the Toilet of the Future and and how thrilled they were to meet basketball and, you know. And
from the NBA?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. And, what happened? Who made up – was it Earl? Oh, God. That, like, I said that I don't think there really were any basketball games of note for the Mark III. Yeah, it was Earl.
And I said that it was that there was great basketball, and he proceeded to edit a great basketball.
No. He found a legit copy of an actual Mark III game, which featured NBA or basketball from the NBA,
and
as seen at VinCon.
Yes, the game was called VinCon. We'll link that. We'll link that in the show notes. That was just hilarious.
This all went down on our Facebook page, by the way. So if you're not there now, that's where you should go.
Yeah, definitely. That's we love the feedback, and we read all of it that comes in. We really like that. But
Yeah, VinCon 2015 was like a real community event this time. I really enjoyed that part of it.
It was, and yeah, I'll do it again. I mean, well, each year the video gets a little bit longer and a little more elaborate. So, but they always do have to take place in the span of time where I can have parts of my house to myself. So they're never really heavily edited, and a lot of it's improvised. And it saddens me that these videos could be made so quickly when our regular videos take so very, very long.
But. Yeah, like this was filmed and edited in the same day, and then I uploaded it that night to the channel, and
its actual production time was about 4.5 hours. Well, a little longer because I had to set up things around my house and clean up a little bit. Although watching the video, I didn't clean up enough. There's some.
Well, we should address this then, I guess, because okay. I there was no VinCon in 2014, and I also didn't go to MAGFest.
Yeah,
and that was early January. I believe I mentioned in the show last week. You know, the sort of black hole that was me trying to move into a new house that year.
Yeah.
Stop playing my Wii, but I did a bunch of Famicom Dojo filming, and the people heard that and perked their ears. I was like, well, where the hell were all the videos last year? This is why.
Well,
I don't even want to talk about it.
During MAGFest, I had planned to do a VinCon video. I even made some stuff for it, and I was actually going to have some of my friends come and pretend to be like. There was going to be an artist alley, which actually was in an alley where people were. I mean, there was the intention of doing a kind of elaborate one. I was still at the old house then.
Well, I think too. I asked you like right before MAGFest was going to happen. Like, hey, I can't make it this year, but I still want to do VinCon, and it's like you just didn't have time to do it. The actual weekend of MAGFest.
Yeah, the actual week of MAGFest, I was very busy, but I had planned to do it the week after MAGFest, and I think I was probably on my computer. My ideas window for VinCon was open at the same time that I heard about everybody knows this. This when Juwario passed away, you know. Right. And I gotta say that after that, I didn't really feel like doing anything for a while. And I don't... I mean, he probably would have wanted me to keep making videos, but at the time, I just didn't feel like it. And by the time I felt like making videos again, the time had passed, you know? And... I don't know. That was a really hard time as well. And it's not just us as well. I know a lot of people kind of in the same kind of realm have a pause for a few months after that, where content just didn't come out. You know, we lost one of our own. That's the thing. You know, that's what happened there. Go ahead.
I was on such a mad dash. I mean, what did we do? Like, I shot a quick video that night and just uploaded it without any commentary.
Yeah.
I know that we hopped on because we had just started doing the podcast again, and then we hopped on and did our memorial episode and everything. But then, you know, there was like the question of what to do with all the stuff we had been working on, because I know you were busy. Yeah. And then your camera, like, either, like, I think broke pretty much. Right after this, I think.
No, it wasn't until early March. So.
It wasn't until March. Okay, but like, you know, I had this window where I could do a lot of work.
Yes,
and so I started filming these videos, and you know, like the one I was most excited about featured the Zapper heavily, and I'm like, well, I mean, is this an appropriate thing to put out right now? Because I was just gonna get it done and put it out there. Like there wasn't any talk of like getting them all done at the same time. It's just like, I just want to get these out and done. Maybe in the spring, you know, we'll release a bunch of these. But just the stuff that I've worked on and not worry about anything else. Yeah. But that all went out the window because it's like, well, you know, what do we do? What should we do?
Two of our videos as well were expected to feature cameos by Juwario.
Yeah, we had talked with him.
Yeah. I know.
I was gonna go out to Colorado and see him.
Yeah.
And I think I mentioned this in our thing. I don't.
Yeah.
But we had made plans to do like a review of the original Famicom release games. And then we were going to have Famicommon writer be like, I don't want to talk about things that haven't happened yet. Ugh. We expected the 16-bit season 2 stuff to end a certain way, and then it would be revealed that it was like Famicommon Rider, like trying to bring us back to our roots, and that would like launch into our Famicom 30th anniversary stuff that we were planning on doing. But like, you know, I was trying to sell my house and I didn't get to see him, and like his job changed. So like our plans to meet up for the fall of 2013 just didn't happen. And then I never got the chance.
And I gotta say, one of the reasons that, I mean, a lot of people are wondering how this whole 16-bit wars thing is going to end now. For a long time, you know, I think we've got something figured out now. But for a long time, we didn't know what we knew what we wanted to do, and all of a sudden it couldn't happen. You know,
right?
You know, Sean.
Yeah.
Has enough time passed that some of the, or is it going on our Kickstarter DVD? I just don't know. Like, the outtakes that Juwario did were funnier than the stuff we kept.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
It was just hilarious, and I think people should see that, but I don't want to put it,
it behind a paywall?
Well, I don't want to. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to put it behind a paywall. And also, like, I wish that we could ask his permission to put it on our DVD. You know what I mean? Or something. I mean, he sent it to us with the intention that we'd use it. You know, even the outtakes. Otherwise, he wouldn't have sent them.
Right.
To us
and I ended up using, because it was just like one shot.
Yeah.
That I was going to use it for. Like, I just wrote, like, can you give us this? He just gave us so much great material. And, and like, I spliced him throughout the episode as a result, because it was just so good. Like, should I do it this way? Should I try it this way? Oh, I'm going to squirt water in my face. I'm going to do it. It's like, it didn't even ask him to do any of that. And he just
But that's the thing.
So
at
good.
At the time, I didn't even want to watch it again. You know what I mean?
Right.
But now that, it's been a year. It's been a year, and it was so funny and so good. But I don't want people to think we're like profiting off his, you know.
Right.
Because that's not it. I always intended to put that out somewhere, you know.
Right. I mean, that's, well, it can go on the DVD too.
Yeah.
Nothing would stop us from doing that. But like, people should be able to see it without having to buy it.
Exactly. Because, I mean, I thought, you know, if we release it as a video, people will think, because, I mean, what do we call the video? Juwario's last thing he filmed for us, or, you know, outtake from, you know.
Well, what do you recommend?
I know, we'll find a way to do it tastefully, you know. Maybe just Minus World outtakes.
Yeah.
Or something. Because we've got a couple outtakes from us, too, I think, from that stuff. So, nothing is funny, but... You know, we'll do that, and we'll put it, of course, on the DVD, maybe with a little in memory of, or I don't know, something. Something tasteful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to advertise either of these things, because that's really in bad taste, you know.
Sure.
I don't want to say support our Kickstarter so you can see this DVD that has additional footage of Juwario. That's in bad taste, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, MAGFest
happened
later in the month this year, and I didn't go. I wasn't able to go this year either. But like, I realized, like, in the middle of like the MAGFest flashback week, I was doing. Reposting a lot of stuff that, like, the thing that went up on Friday, which was the anniversary of his death, that it was the video that we filmed together with the Magnificent Beards. he was behind the camera the whole time and never said anything. But then I was just like it was just that day. And I'm like, oh my God, that was entirely not intentional. But like they premiered Famicom and Rider. At MAGFest. So I'm hoping the rest of the world gets to see it.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, that was an emotional thing. Like I remember watching the video of the guy who was approached to like take on the lead character.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that until later, like months later, that when we finally pulled those scripts out again, that we'd even, you know, that in a number of them we had expected. I can't tell you about some of the videos because it'll spoil what is coming out. But
there was a Denshi mail that we rewrote and had you fill in for like an intro instead of like a quick gag at the end.
Yeah.
That was one of them. He was going to be in. I can't remember. Was he in one of the others that are coming out soon? I don't remember.
Yes, he was going to be one of the main episode that's about to come out.
We just refilmed all that stuff earlier this month.
Yes.
So that's all ready. We're done with production on that one.
As an update, we have. I mean, I don't think it's bad to say this. We have some episodes. We have some episodes that are in the can right now that are just waiting for the companion parts to. We don't want to start releasing things when we can't have a kind of a regular schedule going on. Yes. So we are holding back some videos right now, but it's
going to take on a weekly schedule. Yeah. It's going to take a few months to finish. Let's just put it that way.
To show all the videos is going to take, we should have stuff out before a few months. Right?
Oh no, sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to, sorry. Yes. Once we have enough content to last a few months to air on a weekly schedule.
That's it.
That's what I meant to say.
It's going to probably be the biggest, since we started, probably the most, the most content in a short amount of time. And sorry, we had to stop the podcast for a little while to keep that going. But I don't know. To tell you the truth, doing the VinkCon video, Sean, I don't know if I even talked to you about this, but I think it was really good for me.
It had been like a year. Yeah.
It had been a while. And I don't know, doing just something stupid and silly like that kind of got me back where I want to be.
Yeah, good.
You know, because I've been filming stuff this month, last month, the month before.
Yeah.
But like we haven't, you know, had those go out yet. So I haven't had any feedback from people to know how it's received and stuff. And, I gotta say, like with the VinkCon video came and it was all positive, like 42 likes or something as of right now. When people go log on to it now, it's later. And
I hate this.
I hate this.
Grandpappy?
Or what's wrong with the internet? Okay, but I mean,
Grandpappy, the original Grumpy Cat.
But yeah, but as of right now, It's just all positive, and I feel like we're finally back again, and this is getting this video out there, and I'm so glad I was able to incorporate you into the video. Did you like that?
That was really good.
Sean had no idea what was coming in, other than I said I left a message. I'm like, VidCon's happening now.
What?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, good, you know, and then a couple hours later, VidCon's over, and then a few hours later, VidCon's in your Dropbox.
Yes,
and I think you remember what I said. You said I said I have no idea if this year's video is any good, but I think you're really gonna like it.
And you were right about me liking it, and you were wrong about it not being any good because it was amazing.
I don't know if people get that stuff, though. Like, do people outside of Wisconsin know that, like, the Dustin Diamond, the actor who played Screech, stabbed a guy in a bar recently? That was an ad lib. That was not supposed to be in there. But...
Is it just allegedly stabbed a guy, or did they? Is that over now?
No, he stabbed a guy. I mean, whether it was in self defense or I don't. But you know, in Wisconsin, this is big news. It was big news that Dustin Diamond came from Wisconsin.
Yeah. And
then he had to stab a guy. Anyway.
I think that's why he went to court.
Well, yeah, I guess he didn't have to. It's like it wasn't like oh, did you not read over the college years contract? 10 years on, you got to stab a guy. and please don't judge me for having a copy of Showgirls on Laserdisc.
Too late.
Because I couldn't find it on DVD. Yeah, that's what you're judging me about. Okay. let's see. Yeah, it was fun. So, the joke that I don't think a lot of people are going to get, well, actually you guys probably get it cause you listen to the podcast a lot, is the small cameo by Rob Matsushita.
Oh,
interviewing the toilet. Just because again, a lot of what VinkCon is my feeling left out is why I make VinkCon videos, because there was like DaishoCon and all these conventions that everyone's been going to. And I listened to Rob's podcast, 10 Minutes About Your Favorite Movie. And he's like always at a con now.
Mm.
It's a con or a coffee house. That's it.
The weekend that this episode comes out, actually, I will be there with him Friday night for his 10 Minutes panel at... the first ever Wisconsin Comic Con.
Oh, wow.
Actually, no, it's going to be a week after. Wait, oh, okay. What week is this?
I don't
know. When is this coming out? It'll be 2 weeks after Wisconsin Comic Con. Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, but I was just like, wow, he's just going to conventions all over the place. And he interviews pretty much anybody who's available. I'm like, if he was there and it's VinkCon and there's nobody there except my toilet that talks, yeah, that's who he's going to interview. I used a clip from one of his old episodes. I didn't actually tell him that I was going to use him in this video, but I guess he liked it. He retweeted it. So
nice.
But yeah, it was.
I didn't even go to MAGFest this year, and you got to be jealous. What's that about? You were at DaishoCon with us virtually.
No one could see me.
Well, I mean, you talked to Rob and Justin on the.
That is true. That was my highlight. I
Justin
really like
Schober. I should clarify.
Yes. Who is a invited guest for next year's VidCon?
Yeah.
You know, we should.
He comes
should.
Back in the video too.
You know, we should do that, guys. We should have a real VinkCon.
Yeah.
We'll find a time you guys can all come over here. We'll have it be a housewarming VinkCon.
Sweet.
Oh God.
I'm so excited for what we film with Rob. We got Rob and Sarah Hesh. Oh, she got married. What's her married name? Sarah she told me how to pronounce it.
Oh gosh! What
it's like Tosh.
Yeah,
she says. So I call her Sarah Tosh 0.0 now. But
sure, she loves that.
Yeah, I mean, she and Rob filmed something just incredible for us. So,
I wanna tell everybody about this.
I know. All right, so it's like this. It's like this. We're probably just a few weeks away from this video starting to come out on a weekly basis. When that's over, it is our hope and our plan to kick off our Kickstarter.
Yes.
Finish season two, finish the fight, finish the DVDs. And that's another reason why we didn't do this earlier was because, you know, we had plans to end it with Justin, Carmichael and we couldn't. So we had to refigure things out again. And that, apart from, your camera breaking and then the bike accident. It was was just a rough year.
That was around that time for, you can see it in the new videos when you see, I have a scar on my forehead, but for a while I had like face bandages. I mean, it was really bad. And you can hear it in some of the podcasts, how I could barely talk.
That was like we got on, I'm asking like, hey, how you doing? Do you still want to do this? And like, no, it's good. It's good. And I'm like, you sound pretty good. It's like, yeah, do it. You know, okay. It's like, yeah, I bit through my tongue just about. And I'm like, what? why are we still recording? Take a break. It's like, no, we can do this. Jesus.
As I said, you know, Famicom Dojo is my therapy, you know.
God, your speech therapy? I mean,
well, I don't know. In retrospect, that was probably a terrible idea. It probably set my healing process back. But you know, I'm fine now. But yeah, that was a rough year in general. And then, of course, I moved to a new house as well. So you know,
we had to wait for that too. Yeah, it was just so. If people are wondering, like, well, why did we drop off the face of the earth? All this stuff was happening. Real life happens. So I moved, you moved, accidents, things breaking.
But if anybody asks you, just say that we spent 11 months preparing that VinCon video.
That's right.
There's so much more going on, and I'm just so excited to share it all with you. And thank you everyone so much for being patient. I know you can in this era of immediacy, and when you're dealing with a free product, obviously, you know, it's easy to just move on. But you guys have stuck with us this whole time, and I love whenever we put out something, all the comments, what's going on Facebook and Twitter, and we got a Tumblr now, right?
Yeah, we got a Tumblr now, thanks to 4CR went Tumblr, so I figured that it's a good way for us to stay in touch with them. And then I guess the plan is we're gonna initially put our videos on Tumblr,
really?
The first day, and the 4CR will help us reblog it, and then we'll release it to the masses the next day. That's the thought. We'll see how that works out.
Really? Yes. Is it a Tumblr has video? Well,
it'll still
or
be
links,
on
links
it'll still
YouTube?
Be oh, okay. on YouTube. So the subscribers are still going to get it, but we'll just publicize it on our social media the next day.
I gotta say, Sean, I don't really know what Tumblr is.
It's like Twitter if you could do more than 140 characters.
Okay,
it's an ecosystem. It's a blogging ecosystem.
What is the difference between Tumblr and say something like what's that? Pinterest.
I don't know what Pinterest is.
I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe it's the same thing.
It looks like
I have no idea what Pinterest is.
Or what's that other one? It was an app too. Hipster. it's photo sharing.
Instagram.
Instagram. That's it.
Yeah, it's like Instagram.
It's like Instagram, okay.
Except you know, with more than just pictures.
Do we have an Instagram too?
We have an Instagram, and I post things to it. It's like, you know, there's just little things, and like that's the kind of thing that we could probably share on the Tumblr. I don't know. Like the idea. So the attractiveness of things like Instagram and Tumblr is you can tag things.
Yeah.
And people apparently search the tags to look for new stuff. And that's how we built like a 200 plus follower audience. So we attach ourselves to things like the Retro Collective, who did us a favor early on and like retweeted or whatever, re-Instagrammed. You can basically take a picture of someone else's Instagram page and like put that up as a picture on your Instagram. And that's how you retweet something. More or less. And then it's like, why did we get all these followers? Oh, look, we got tagged in this photo. That's a photo of our Instagram.
I just don't I just don't understand.
So okay, technology. Okay, okay. So like Tumblr is a blog, basically.
Okay.
Like, it's like a little nothing. Like, you know, it can be like a short little message. It can be a photo or a meta video. It can be a long article if you want. Like Tiny Cartridge is a Tumblr.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that? Okay.
I did not.
So they do real well for themselves.
I like them.
I do too. We should see if we can do a little podcast swapping.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So it has a similar ecosystem with the tagging, you know.
Oh, okay.
And you have followers, like legit followers, and there's an app they have, and you know they can get notified of your updates. So it's a whole ecosystem. And I had talked with the 4CR guys about maybe doing like video exclusives for that first day. But when you're on this ecosystem, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do that because anyone can reblog what you've put up, essentially. Retweet, as it were. So, wow. Might as well just post it to our Tumblr, have them reblog it, and then see how that goes. And then we'll make sure our Facebook and Twitter and wherever else is publicized. And it'll go on our website at the same time.
You're doing a lot of these different social media, but yeah. if you guys want to reach me, the ones that I do are Facebook and recently Twitter. I'm not sure if my Twitter is useful. A lot of it's just pictures of what Laserdisc I'm watching, or or something I'm planning to eat. But it sounds like an appropriate
use of Twitter, actually.
Yeah, but some of it is, but it's. It's most of it is game related in some way or retro technology related. So, if you're interested in that, that's what am I at?
Famicom Vink.
Famicom Vink. There we go. All one word. Yep. I guess I don't use it that much.
Oh dear.
Or send us a message on Facebook. That's a really good way to reach us. Although, to tell you the truth, probably most of the people listening to this podcast are using our Facebook.
All of these links are in the description of the podcast. So if you're looking at the RSS feed, or if you're on iTunes, or you're just like listening to it on your iPhone or whatever, I think that the podcast app even had like a recent update where the links actually work if you click on them. So
wow.
Our Twitter's on there, our Facebook's on there, Instagram, and YouTube channel, all that stuff's on there. So if you're not subscribed yet and are preparing to listen to our sweet or watch our sweet onslaught of videos, then now is the time to subscribe. For sure. And before I forget, you may notice that we have a new podcast image.
Hey.
Yeah, we felt like we should mention that during the regular episode. Maybe we'll mention it next week. Another one of our super fans, Lewis Lloyd Judson. I hope I'm saying your name right. From the UK, also an artist like Lord Toon,
yes.
who does our perennial VinkCon poster, and they get better every year. By the way,
that was awesome. The wife is out of the house. You know who is the biggest fan of that image? My wife. She loves that. She thinks that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a little too on the nose, and then of course we used it.
Well, actually, I was planning to do VinkCon differently. I was gonna get my kids involved in the video, or maybe my wife, and they were both gonna be like, I'm not at VinkCon right now. I'm just watching TV at VinkCon
next year.
Yes, yeah. Oh yeah, I don't want to spoil it. But when I got Lord Toon's poster. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna have it like VinkCon is happened because the wife is out of the house.
Now I learned something today.
Yeah. So like the fan stuff is wonderful. I mentioned the Phineas and Ferb. Have I mentioned? Maybe I haven't mentioned that.
No, we haven't. So this is Lewis Lloyd Judson, like I said, and he has a website, Lewistrations, which I believe is also a Tumblr now.
Yeah.
He's done a lot. He's done a lot of artwork for us. But he made a video game which we posted, like I think on 4CR and elsewhere, and on our Facebook page. It's just like a 3-screen game. You know, based on being a fan of the podcast. So it's me running around like a Japanese rock garden to start with. And then you go inside and there's all these piles of shame everywhere in like this, you know, traditional Japanese structure. And then like the final room is you in a pile of games in bed. And
which is where I used to always record the podcast.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And then non-copyright infringement puppet puts me in the closet.
Yes. Non-copyright infringement puppet.
So he ended up giving me like the code for all this stuff, but I couldn't find it off the bat there. But I wanted to use his sprite artwork for a new a new NES based podcast image, because it's the 30th anniversary of the NES this year.
Yes.
And I wanted something that spoke more immediately about video games for the podcast image anyway, because as much as I like our Famicom family logo, which we've been using for the videos done by Chad Margetz.
Yeah. You gotta know something about it already.
Yeah.
Going into it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like this is obviously video game related, and it's sprite animation, and I'm staring at the 10-yard fight cartridge I used as my basis for making it right now. It's just listening by the computer here. Cool. So you know, we did the rest of it, but like shout out to Lewis for doing the actual sprite work of me and Vink, which is just I'm still tickled by that. It's just great.
Shout out to Lewis for everything. The best picture of me in my children's eyes are when they did me as Phineas and you as Ferb, because they love that show. Discussing what we're going to do today when a new Mario trick was discovered.
Oh, God, that's right. The beetle tipping.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's what that was. That's right. And he also did the one of just the two of us, like in regular like person proportions, and like the Famicom swish behind us. And
yep, that's the one I still use as my Twitter logo. So.
Ditto. Like we both are, and that was done almost 2 years ago.
Yep. Oh my God. But, and a special shout out, he did this kind of, I don't know, on his Twitter feed, kind of a sexy Danger Mouse. I've always been a big fan of Danger Mouse.
Yeah.
And of course, needing to comment, because I have this necessity to comment on things. I was like, something like, now do Penfold, or whatever, because Penfold is Moe.
Oh God!
And it was just this joke, and he did it, and it works in a way I don't feel comfortable talking about.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. So if you want to see that, you should follow Lewis's Lewistrations at Tumblr .tumblr.com.
Did you see the Shantae he did?
I don't know if I want to.
You want to, but not when your wife's in the room.
Right.
It's not that, guys. It's not that, ladies and gentlemen. But it would raise an eyebrow.
Oh dear. So, okay. I think that's good. I think we've covered enough. Well, so this is the plan, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be doing a regular episode every 2 weeks, and then one of these in between those, once the videos are going out there, we'll probably respond to the feedback in these episodes. So there'll probably be like two episodes per one of these to talk about or so. That's the plan right now. And then when we do the Kickstarter, we'll be. So we're definitely doing that. I mean, that's happening. That's in the works. We got everything squared away. We just gotta release it at the right time. So we're hoping to build momentum with these videos. So we need your help, everyone. We need you to tell your friends about it. Tell your favorite website gaming outlets about it. Just share on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram or whatever. Just we'll have our videos out there, and we would just love so much for your support to get this going. And then when we do our Kickstarter, your further support, I suppose.
you probably noticed that we are not internet millionaires,
or real millionaires,
but like we But we've been doing this for 7 years now.
Mm-hmm. Just over.
And the reason we do it is because of the feedback we get and things like that. Just hearing from you guys, what you liked, what you didn't like, what you want us to do, things like that, just makes us so incredibly happy. So thank you. And we've got we just got a lot of great stuff simmering right now. It's gonna be a good couple of months.
That's a submarine right there.
Oh, okay. That's awkward.
I
got it. Oh, awkward. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Should we end this the way we usually end the podcast then? Until next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. This is all new territory, so we're
Okay.
Up as we go. Yep.
Go ahead.
Me? Oh, I'll do it. Okay. Yeah. Until next week, the dojo is
to take over the world.
Yeah, that works.
Famicom Dojo.